The first word that comes to mind when you walk into Edward P. Evans Hall is transparent. The five floors of the building soar above you, but you can look up and through the entire structure, constructed as it is around a central open courtyard with walls almost entirely of glass. Anjani Jain, the Senior Associate Dean for the MBA programme, just moved his office over from his old quarters in the Hillhouse campus within the last couple of weeks.
This is really quite a drastic change because we were housed in these elegant residential mansions of Hillhouse Avenue. So there was a certain charm to these offices, especially for the faculty. But the student spaces were subpar. So perhaps I'll take you to one of the study spaces called the Wilbur Ross Library. This also has a sweeping view. See, it's open. Yeah, I'll be going. So it's designed as a study space and a library. And of course, it's a virtual library because there are no books. There is access to the entire system of libraries. So this is a four-story space. Right above us is a quiet reading room, which is suspended from the ceiling. You see all of Yale's campus to our west.
This $243 million building effectively doubles the space available to the School of Management, which was previously spread around 10 separate buildings. Architect Lord Norman Foster says his aim was to accommodate the school's larger ambitions while remaining true to the history of academic building.
Around the traditional concept of the heart of a community, the internal quadrangle, the symbolic significant space, and using transparency and lightness to, in a way, dissolve the larger mass of those buildings.
The hall was celebrated with an elaborate three-day opening conference which brought stars from around the financial world to New Haven. Dean of the school, Edward Snyder, says the new building and its technological capabilities are a statement about the future.
I think it's just very important for us to have a world-class facility that does invite people in from around campus, that does connect globally.
Yale School of Management is a relatively young business school and doesn't rank in the top 10 in the US. Snyder says the school is well off in terms of its endowment, but
the financial picture, though, could be better if we were to improve our operating budget. And that means building out our programs and having a stronger set of programs, better scale, better scope. That's what this building will allow us to do.
The building caused disquiet among some preservationists during the 3 years it was being constructed, and its massive size bent the city's zoning rules. But Snyder says he intends to reach out to the neighbourhood and the wider city.
It's a change for New Haven. It's a change for the neighbourhood. We'll do the best we can to be good neighbours. I hope that people will embrace the building, recognize that it is clearly one of the most amazing buildings anywhere, and we'll feel a lot of pride in it.
This week, the school's 400 students are getting their first chance to try out the classrooms in what its proponents say is the nation's first truly global business school. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.